Pennsylvania, 15233.
Business and innovation at downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and wieners. Then lock the house up. Now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis. As cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda.
Started on Radio 9 this week. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, yourself the swing. You're coming along the crash, the gentleman gets to Group 4 College, and Jay Thurber at 12:03. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul. Right up until the 3 o'clock hour, the full-time request line open. The request line wasn't even open. We already have a request. 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. And we'll check weather in just a moment.
Yippee-yi-yo, coyote, galloping all the rain. Great big star on his chest. Hum, crawl, crawl,
degrees right now outside our weather window. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 20 minutes. Looking for mostly sunny skies this afternoon.
A crazy dream about a chick in a black bikini. Oh, she looked so good, she couldn't.
With a medley of their hit on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber.
Little Caesar from Mount Lebanon has returned from his worldwide voyages. He called 412-385-7450. He said all this summertime makes him think about those wild wood days.
Spring will soon be gone.
Wow.
Dell going out by request here on Radio 9. This is Elvis.
Said no talent show, very low ratings.
Radio 9. Yeah, Avocado Tom called 412-385-7450, and he wanted to know, Jay, what are you going to say about the, we had some excitement. Why is there a buzzing? Do you hear buzzing? Or is that just my tinnitus? Apparently it's this microphone. Huh. Hello? Well, apparently that microphone has a buzz in it. There's a buzz in the left channel of our audio chain. Anyways, what are we saying? What were we talking about? Where am I? Oh, the dementia has set in. We were talking about Avocado Tom called 412-385-7450. You want to know, is there anything we could play that was appropriate for... we had a big event at our flagship station, WRCT, of course, is at Carnegie Mellon University. They had a big... big celebration. The President of the United States was there, Governor Josh Shapiro, Dave McCormick. I believe the theme was Burn More Fossil Fuels. It was called the, let me see if I have this right, Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit, or PENIS for short. And lots of fun. And the students and the CMU president, they've had lots of fun this week. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. But... Len Barry on Radio 9. At 12:23, chime time, new music from Calibro 35 coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. McKee Sports' 65th International Village is a taste of the world in your backyard. It's coming up August 12th, 13th, and 14th at Redzi Park in McKee Sport. Gates open at 3 o'clock. There's entertainment each night from 6 until 9 p.m. Founded in 1960, International Village in McKee Sport is a three-day celebration of shared traditions and heritage, including food, music, and dancing, featuring music and dance representing nationalities from around the world and run entirely by volunteers. For more information, visit McKeesportInternationalVillage.com. That's McKeesportInternationalVillage.com. And what else do we tell you about here at the old radio station? Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang out with your friends in a cafe setting, open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, visit the website at sidecar412.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. I just thought of a story, and I should not tell this story on the air, but what the heck? Nobody listening anyways except for you. It'll just be your secret between you and me. I guess somebody went into, you know, we have these underwriting announcements. We both of the stations that this show is on are non-commercial. And so we don't have commercials, but we do these thank yous basically for people who donate to the stations. Somebody went into one of the underwriters and said, you know, hi, I'm from the radio station and I'm here for my freebie. And they punched him in the nose and threw him out on the sidewalk, I guess. I don't think that's exactly what happened, but they said, yeah, that beat it, bum. So don't try doing that. If you're a listener to the radio, or if you're listening to any public radio station, which are not doing too well after the last couple of days from the federal administration, let me tell you. But if you're listening to any public radio station, do not go in. I'm from the radio station, and I'm here for my freebies. Because A, first of all, they're going to ask for some identification, I'm sure, and make sure that you actually are with the radio station. And B, you know, it's one thing to do that at Moe's Pizza Shop, but I heard that this guy tried to do it at Mercedes-Benz of Shadyside. It didn't work.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
Hello, I'm Jim Cunningham from WQED.
What's the weather gonna be?
I'm here for my free
this
Mercedes.
Wonderful weekend with your radio.
I mean, you know, they're going to figure out, especially, you know, the guy that walked in there was like 12 years old. Mostly sunny this afternoon, but had a very deep voice. That was the strange part. Mostly sunny with a high near 88. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, low of 71. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high of 84. Monday, patchy fog. Otherwise, sunny with a high near 83. Tuesday, sunny, high 84. And then on Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 90. Looking for temperatures up in the 90s again at the end of next week. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 79 in Washington County, 82 in Beaver County, and 79 in Butler, 78 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 77 degrees at WRCT with new music from Calibro 35. That is new music off the album Exploration. The band is called Calibro 35. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12:31. This is the Sir Douglas Quintet. Settled 450. Us taking requests on social media at Jay Thurber Show.
Rubber ball, I come bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, I come bouncing back to you. Ooh, ooh. I'm like a rubber ball, baby. That's all that I am to you.
Bouncy, 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 bouncy.
Just a rubber ball, cause you think you can be true to two.
Robinson and the Miracles from 1965 on Radio 9. President Trump was at Carnegie Mellon. It was a fantastic event. One of the biggest, everybody is saying so, the best people, big guys with tears in their eyes walking down Forbes Avenue saying it was the best speech they... Well, let's Seth Meyers explained how it went. We'll just let Seth Meyers tell you.
At an energy and AI summit, he went on a rant, not about computers or solar power or electric cars even, but about the Unabomber.
And I have to brag just for a second, because when I first heard about AI, you know, it's not my thing, although my uncle was at MIT, one of the great professors, 51 years, whatever, he was the longest serving professor in the history of MIT, 3 degrees in nuclear, chemical and math. That's a smart man. Kaczynski was one of his students. Do you know who Kaczynski was? There's very little difference between a madman and a genius. But Kaczynski, I said, what kind of a student was he, Uncle John, Dr. John Trump? He said, what kind of a student? And then he said, seriously good. He said he'd go around correcting everybody, but it didn't work out too well for him.
Now, you might hear that story and think to yourself, makes sense, I have no follow-up questions, but hold your horses, because it turns out, A, the Unabomber didn't go to MIT, and B, Trump's uncle died 10 years before Kaczynski became known as the Unabomber. So the whole thing we just heard wasn't just a small lie, it was like a full hallucination, including the conversation Trump made up between him and his uncle. Although, how could you tell it was made up? I mean, it sounded so natural. Hello, Uncle Dr. John Trump. I have a question for you. Was Ted Kaczynski, who went to a totally different school, a good student? Well, yes, he was. He was very smart, and you should bring this up at an AI subject. But Dr. Uncle Trump, this story has nothing to do with AI. Don't you think it'll be weird to bring it up there? Hey, don't you question me! I've got 3 degrees, nuclear, chemical, math. I'm sorry, Dr. Uncle John.
So, one of the proudest moments in the history of Carnegie Mellon University. The second proudest moment was when they finally got rid of me. A lot of people don't know I went there on a minority scholarship. It was for slow-witted children.
I'm gonna be with you. I remember the day that I graduated from Carnegie Mellon. They handed me my diploma, and I flipped it over, and it was a job application for McDonald's on the other side.
Jay Thurber!
I said, are you sure we're done? They said, oh, we're sure you're done.
Put some alcohol in your mouth to block the words from coming out.
Jones with good timing here on Radio 9. I believe this weekend is the Pittsburgh Vintage Grand Prix, and I think we have an interview with one of the drivers coming up right after this.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
And hi, sports fans. This is Biff Burns in the sports room, and our special guest here today is a rookie driver who's taken the auto racing circuit by storm, Mrs. Agatha Wister of Pasadena, California. Certainly is a pleasure to have you with us, Aggie, and I hope you don't mind my calling you by your first name, which has become a legend throughout the racing fraternity.
No, I don't mind in the least, Biff. When you get to be 84 years old, almost everything about you is right on the verge of becoming a legend anyway.
And, of course, at your advanced age, that's made you one of the sports world's greatest living sagas. Aggie, we hear through the old grapevine that you're now planning an assault on the land speed record at Bonneville, and yet you just began racing a few months ago. What's the inside scoop on that?
Well, actually, Biff, I began my racing career by more or less by mistake. I'd been creeping around Pasadena for years in a 1915 Detroit Electric, and whenever I went out on the freeway, the cops were always stopping me for obstructing traffic. So a few months ago, when I heard sirens behind me, I pulled over expecting a ticket for the usual reason.
And the old crystal ball tells us that that incident was the big turning point, Aggie, but it doesn't tell us why.
Well, it was the big turning point because the cop hadn't nailed me for obstructing traffic. In fact, he told me I'd been clocked on radar at 228 miles an hour in a 55-mile zone.
228 miles an hour in a 1915 electric?
Yes, of course, I was surprised as all get-out, even though it did seem like I'd been whizzing through traffic when I never did before. And then I realized what had happened. See, I'd left the battery charger hooked up to my car longer than usual. And somehow, I guess it made the whole mechanism just go completely haywire.
Well, the old crystal ball here in the sports room tells us.
Well, the old judge in the courtroom told me I was a downright menace, and that if I planned to drive that fast, I'd have to do it on a racetrack.
Uh-huh. Well, you heeded the judge's warning, I guess, and a great new career was born.
Well, that's what I was going to say, but I wasn't going to sound quite so much like you said it. For one thing, it hasn't been as easy as you might think. At first, I just thought the longer I left the battery charger on, the more speed I would get out of the crate. So I charged the batteries for 2 solid weeks, and the whole car blew up.
Well, what did you do then? That left you without a mount for your attack on the land speed record at Bonneville.
It also left me without any semblance of a garage and without most of my house. I mean, when that baby blew, she really blew. Fortunately, I located another old electric, so I've been able to continue with my work, even though I'm still living in a pile of rubble that looks quite a bit like a bomb crater.
Well, we want to wish you a lot of luck on your assault on Bonneville, and thank you, Agatha Wister, for being here in the sports room today.
Thank you, Bob and Ray, on this Pittsburgh Vintage Grand Prix weekend.
Radio Guy. Mixing it up just for you.
Music. Yeah, so you might want to stay out of the Shenley Park area, unless you want to get down there and watch the cars go around or go to the car show.
It's the
this morning, and there were all these old sports cars going across the Homestead Grays Bridge, which reminded me, oh, it's the Pittsburgh Vintage Grand Prix, or else a boatload of Triumph TR6s washed up on the shore in Homestead. Not what, it could be one or the other. Saw Studebaker Avanti this morning, too, which was kind of fun for me. New music from the All-American Rejects coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Stay tuned. We've got news for you at 1 o'clock and more music on the other side of that. Stay tuned at 3 o'clock for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Eric brings you all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s and 70s with some occasional moments of lighthearted silliness, too. It's a good time. Every Saturday with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy and Eric O'Brien on 88.3 WRCT Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy.
Bad night. night for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Last night, they lost to the Chicago White Sox in interleague play by a score of 10-1. It's the Bucks and Sox again today. I think the weather will be permitting. That's at PNC Park at 6:40. Mike Burrows, right-hander, expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. Elsewhere last night in the major leagues, Brewers over the Dodgers 2-0. Mariners over the Astros 6-1. Rockies over the Twins 6-4. And the Diamondbacks beat the Cardinals by a score of 7-3. Ronald Acuna Jr. caught the New York Yankees off guard last night with a spectacular throw in the third inning as the Braves beat the Yankees 7-3. The All-Star right fielder threw out Jorbit Vivas at third base from the warning track. Vivas had ignored third base coach Luis Rojas' signal to slide. Braves manager Brian Snitker said that Acuna's accuracy is, quote, stupid, and called him a weapon in right field. Sad news from South Carolina. Former Baltimore Orioles prospect Chase Childers died after helping to rescue several swimmers who were in trouble in the Pawleys Island area. He was 38 years old. Police said they received a call about 4:45 p.m. last Sunday with reports of multiple swimmers who were in distress. Police and fire were dispatched, but Childers could not be found. Police said his drowning was the fifth in the area over the past 26 months. The Pittsburgh Steelers have agreed to a three-year, $123 million contract extension with All-Pro linebacker T.J. Watt. Sources say the pact includes $108 million fully guaranteed at signing. Watt's average annual salary will be $41 million, the highest in NFL history for a non-quarterback. Steelers players report to training camp Wednesday at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. And the executive director of the NFL Players Union has resigned amid multiple controversies. Lloyd Howell said it was clear that his leadership has become a distraction to the important work of the union. He informed the union's executive committee that he was stepping down effective immediately. Howell has been reportedly working as a paid part-time consultant for a private equity firm that the NFL approved to seek minority ownership of its franchises, which was a conflict of interest for Howell. And here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Looking for sunny skies today with a high of 88 degrees. Partly cloudy overnight with a chance of showers and a low of 71. Showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm on Sunday with a high of 85. Monday, mostly sunny, high 82. And then on Tuesday, sunny skies with a high of 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 79 in Washington and in Butler. It's 82 in Beaver County, 78 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Norwood in Oakland. It's 80 degrees at WRCT. All-American Rejects gonna take us to the news. That's new music from the All-American Rejects. The new album is supposed to drop in January, but they're already releasing singles from it. And I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in San Francisco, I'm